我们读新约圣经约翰福音第七章
New Testament John Chapter 7
新约圣经约翰福音第七章
New Testament John Chapter 7
我们还是请弟兄姊妹轮流来念
Brothers take turn
好我们弟兄念一节姊妹念一节
Brother first
当我们念的时候盼望我们还是有一个祷告安静的心盼望主能够把他的话开启在我们的里面
So let's read it with a quiet and prayerful heart So may the word of Lord can be revealed in our heart
好我们弟兄将来第一节这事以后耶稣在加利利游行不愿在犹太游行因为犹太人想要杀他当时犹太人的祝棚节近了耶稣的弟兄就对他说你离开这里上犹太去吧叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事人要显扬名声没暗处行事的你如果行这些事就当自己显明给世人看因为连他的弟兄说这话是因为不信他耶稣就对他们说我的时候还没有到你们的时候常是方便的世人不能恨你们却是恨我因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的你们上去过节吧我现在不上去过这节因为我的时候还没有满耶稣说了这话仍旧住在加利利但他的弟兄上去以后他也上去过节不是明去似乎是暗去的正在节期犹太人寻找耶稣说他在哪里众人为他纷纷议论有的说他是好人有的说不然他是迷惑众人的只是没有人明明地讲论他因为怕犹太人到了期耶稣上殿里教训人犹太人就稀奇说这个人没有学过怎么明白书呢耶稣说我的教训不是我自己的乃是那差我来者的人若立志遵着他的旨意行就必晓得这教训或是出于神或是我凭着自己说的人凭着自己说是求自己的荣耀唯有求那差他来者的荣耀这人是真的在他心里没有不义耶稣摩西岂不是传律法给你们吗你们却没有一个人守律法为什么想要杀我呢众人回答说你是被鬼附着了谁想杀你耶稣说我做了一件事你们都以为稀奇传割礼给你们其实不是从摩西起的乃从祖先起的因你们也在安息日给人行割礼人若在安息日受割礼免得违背摩西的律法我在安息日叫一个人全然好了你们就向我生气吗不可按外貌断定是非总要按公平断定是非这不是他们想要杀的人吗你看他还明明地讲道他们也不向他说什么难道官长真知道这是基督吗然而我们知道这个人从哪里来只是基督来的时候没有人知道他从哪里来那时耶稣在殿里教训人大声说你们也知道我也知道我从哪里来我来并不是由于自己我来者是真的你们不认识他我却认识他因为我是从他来他也是差了我来 他们就想要捉拿耶稣，只是没有人下手，因为他的时候还没有到。但众人中间有好些信他的，说基督来的时候，他所行的神迹岂能比这人所行的更多呢？法利赛人听见众人为耶稣这样纷纷议论，祭司长和法利赛人就打发差役去捉拿他。于是耶稣说，我还有不多的时候和你们同在，以后就回到差我来的那里去。你们要找我却找不着，我所在的地方你们不能到。犹太人就彼此对问说，这人要往哪里去叫我们找不着呢？难道他要往暂住西利尼中的犹太那里去教训西利尼人吗？他说，你们却找不着，我所地方你们不能到。这话是什么意思呢？节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了可以到我这里来，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得到荣耀。众人听见这话，有的说这真是那先知，有的说这是基督，但也有的说，基督岂是从加利利出来的吗？经上岂不是说基督是大卫的后裔，从大卫本乡伯利恒出来的吗？于是众人因着耶稣起了纷争，其中有人要拿他，只是无人下手。差役回到祭司长那里，他们差役说，你们为什么没有带他来呢？差役回答说，从来没有像他这样说话的。法利赛人说，你们也受了迷惑吗？官长或是法利赛人岂有信他的呢？但这些不明白律法的百姓是被咒诅的。内中从前去见耶稣的对他们说，不先听本人的口供，不知道他所做的事，难道我们的律法还定他的罪吗？他们回答说，你也是出于加利利吗？你且去查考，就可知道加利利没有出过先知。我们圣经就先念到这里。
This concludes our Bible reading.
我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你常常把你荣耀的脸面向我们张。
You often reveal your glorious face.
我们何等羡慕，常常活在你自己的面光之中。
How much we desire to constantly live in your glory.
主，我们所宝贝的就是你的同在。
We treasure your presence.
无论这个世代怎样的改变。
No matter how the generation change.
无论人事物怎样的变迁。
No matter how the man people change.
感谢你，你永远都不改变。
Thank you that you never change.
你永远是我们的磐石。
You are the everlasting rock.
你是我们的避难所。
You are our shelter.
你也是我们活水的泉源。
You are the fountain of living water.
早晨我们在这活水的泉源欢然的饮水。
We drink from the water of the fountain of the living water.
你自己成为我们每一个人心中的满足。
May you become our satisfaction.
你更深的来得着我们。
May you in us deeply.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
We look up to your mercy.
借着圣灵将你宝贵的话向我们打开。
May you open your words through the Holy Spirit.
愿你向我们说话的时候，凡有耳的都能听见。
As you speak to us, let him who has a ear hear.
实在越过人所有的软弱。
Surpass all the weaknesses.
让我们在这里。不见一人，只见耶稣。
So no other man we see, we only see Jesus.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
这一章内容有很多的方面。
There are so many aspects in this chapter.
早晨，我想重点的和弟兄姊妹，看第十五节。
So the I want to pay more attention on verse 15.
这里面，当主后来又暗暗的去耶路撒冷以后。
After the Lord went up to Jerusalem in secret.
在殿里面教训人的时候。
As he was teaching in temple.
在第十五节这里，犹太人就稀奇说。
In verse 15, the Jews marveled.
他说：“这个人没有学过，怎么明白书呢？”
How does this man know letters, having never studied?
我们的主就回答。
Our Lord answered.
我们的主回答说：“说我的教训不是出于我自己的。”
My doctrine is not mine.
不是我自己想出来的。
It's not something that I come up.
不是我学出来的。
It's what I study.
不是人教导我的。
It's somebody teach me.
说我的教训哈是那差我来者的。
My doctrine is His who sent me.
主这里告诉这些犹太人。
Here Jesus answered Jews.
主在殿里面教训人的时候，他的教训是出于启示的教训。
As he was teaching in temple, told Jews that his doctrine is from revelation.
弟兄姊妹，出于启的教训和出于启的教训是完全不一样的。
It's totally different for the doctrine from revelation and the doctrine from knowledge.
是和我们头脑学出来的教训是完全不一样的。
It's the doctrine from revelation is totally different from our head knowledge.
今天世上许多的人，包括神的儿女，很喜欢用许许多多这世上的学问。
So there are so many people in the world, including the children of God, like to use some kind of knowledge.
我们盼望能够讲一些的这个科学。
We desire to talk about some science.
讲一些神学也很好。
Or
theology.
Theology.
然后讲这个心理学。
Or psychology.
我们讲很多的知识，天文地理。
Many knowledge.
我们觉得这些都是非常好的。
We all think this is great.
我们许多的文化。
We also talk about the culture.
我们讲了很多这些的教训。
Doctrines.
有些弟兄姊妹问说：“为什么不能够讲这许多的教训呢
？”And some brothers and sisters ask, "Why we cannot talk about this doctrine?"
为什么我们要常常来到主面前来问说：“主，你教训我们的是什么呢
？”So why we often come to the Lord and ask the Lord, "What doctrine you want to give us?"
我们为什么常常盼望主把那个从启示而来的教训赐给我们呢
？Why we oftentimes desire that Lord gave us the revelation?
弟兄姊妹，这两种的教训是完全不一样的。
These two doctrines are totally different.
虽然从这世界上来的教训，有的时候也给我们很多的帮助。
Even though sometimes the doctrine from the world also helps us a lot.
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？这些的教训，它不能够建立教会。
But you know, this kind of doctrine from the world cannot build up churches.
它可以建立一个组织。
It can build up the organization.
它可以建立一个。基督徒的
It can establish the work of Christians.
你可以建立许多的这些的伟大的运动。
You can also establish a movement.
你可以建立自己的名声。
Or fame.
弟兄姊妹，但是他没有办法建立神的教会。
But there's no way to establish God's church.
因为神的教会乃是基督的身体。
Because the church of God is the body of Christ.
一个活的身体所需要的是属灵的粮食。
What the living body really needs is the spiritual food.
无论一个人听了多少的教训。
No matter how much doctrine you have heard.
如果他的身体如果要长大的话。
If you want your spiritual body grow.
他必须要得着食物。
You have to gain food.
弟兄姊妹，这些世上的教训，虽然我们有的感觉很宝贵。
Sometimes, even though the worldly doctrine seems like so precious,
我们有时候觉得也对我们有很多的帮助。
And gave us a lot of help.
但它却是这世上的水。
But this is the water from the.
这不是主所赐的活水。
It's not the living water.
这不过是康。
This is just the chaff.
这不是粮食。
This is not food.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的家中，如果我们盼望神的教会被建立起来
，In the house of God, if we desire for the church of God to be established,
我们盼望基督的身体被建立起来
，If we desire the body of Christ to be established,
神的家所需要的乃是属灵的粮食。
What the house of God really needs is spiritual food.
换一句话说，只有出于启示的教训。才能够建立神的教会。
In another word, only the doctrine from Revelation can build up church.
弟兄姊妹，关于这件事，我们盼望神给我们很深很深的印象。
Brothers and sisters, I desire that God, regarding this matter, God gave us a very deep impression.
我们知道仇敌今天不光是今天，历世历代以来，仇敌的工作就是盼望神的儿女常常在启示之外去寻找许多的教训。
So in all generations, part of enemies trying to let cause children of God to seek the doctrine out of the revelation.
弟兄姊妹，因为仇敌他盼望。破坏教会建造的根基。
Because the enemy desire to destroy the foundation of the church.
我们知道，当起初教会开始被建立的时候
，As the early church was building up,
神的圣灵在那里教导神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit Himself to there was teaching the children of God.
持守使徒的教训。
To hold fast the doctrine of apostles.
彼此交通。
And then fellowship, bread and pray.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在神的家中，如果在这四个方面你紧紧的跟随圣灵的带领
，If in all four aspects you closely follow the guidance of Holy Spirit,
神的教会每一次这样顺服圣灵在这些四个方面给我们的带领
，If Church of God every single time follow or obey the guidance of Holy Spirit,
你看见神的教会被建立起来。
You see the church of God has been established.
仇敌今天首先就要把那个使徒的教训把它除去。
The first thing that the enemy want to cast out is the doctrine of apostles.
那个使徒们那是复数，但是教训是单数的。
Doctrine is singular, but apostles is a
The teaching of apostles.
Teaching of apostles.
弟兄姊妹，那一个教训是从启示而来的。
This teaching is from Revelation.
那是关乎对主耶稣基督的认识。
It's concerning the knowledge of Jesus.
那是圣灵所开启在使徒们里面的。
It's what Holy Spirit revealed in apostles.
这道能建立你们。
This teaching can establish you.
使你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So that we all can receive the inheritance with all the saints.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的教会建立的根基。
This is the foundation of church.
如果神的教会今天偏离这些
，If the church of God depart from this,
用许多的糠匹，用许多的世上的这些学，用许多这些其他的训来代替出于启示的教训。
If they're trying to replace this teaching with all other elementary teaching from the world,
弟兄姊妹，你发现教会没有办法被建立起来。
You figure that there's no for the church to be built up.
神教会的见证非常的软弱。
So the testimony of church is so weak.
因为仇敌的诡计是盼望让神的儿女得不着粮食。
Because the scheme of a devil is trying to let the children of God not to receive the food.
你知道在旧约里面那些的图画都是我们新约的教训。
So the all the illustrations in Old Testament is our teachings.
你知道每一次仇敌攻破耶路撒冷的时候
，Every time the devil tried to attack the Jerusalem，
每一次仇敌攻陷神百姓的城池的时候
，So every time the devil tried to take over the city of God，
你去读列王记
，If you read Kings，
他们用的常常是用这样的方法
，So they often use this scheme，
他们就把围起来
，They just surrounded。
Siege the city, 然后让城里面没有粮食
，and so that there's no food in the city.
只要城里面没有粮食，仇敌他就赢了。
As long as there is no food in the city, and then the devil or the enemy wins.
弟兄姊妹，今天仇敌有一个非常深的诡计。
So today, devil has an even deeper or scheme.
让神的儿女去寻求那些不足为粮食的东西。
So let the children of God seek for the food that is not for the things that is not called food.
让神的儿女耳朵发痒。
So that our ears itch.
偏向许多虚谎的言语。
So depart from the true doctrine and then lean onto the void doctrine.
以这些糠皮为食物。
And then to take the chaff as food.
我们觉着我们得到了天文地理，我们得到了文化，我们科学，我们得到知识，我们得到了心理学，我们什么学神学都有了。你发现神的儿女的灵的生命一直处在饥饿的状态。
Even though we have all this knowledge and regarding psychology and science and geology, but our spiritual condition was very weak.
弟兄姊妹，当神的儿女处在饥饿状态的时候，仇敌根本不需要攻击我们。
So when we live in a hungry condition, so there's no need of the attack of the enemy.
神的儿女自己就失败了。
So the children of God themselves are failed.
我们根本没有办法面对任何的这些的这些的试探。
So we are not able to face all these temptations.
我们根本经不起世界的引诱。
We cannot stand for the temptation of the world.
世界肉体血气罪恶稍微试探我们一下，我们就失败了。
So if the flesh and lust try to attempt us a little, and we fail.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现，今天许多神的儿女陷最终陷在世界里，陷在自己里面，常常根本就来的。
So have you discovered children of God? They fell into their flesh lust, and in this world, they could not get out of it.
我们觉得可以用一些方法把他们带出来。
We feel like we can use some ways or some methods to take
them out. 有的人说我们聚会里敲个锣子，大家都敲醒了，就没有人睡觉了。
So some people say that we just use alarm to wake them up.
我们可以用许多的活动让大家，你知道，我们看着有的聚会聚着聚着，大家站起来排队。
So we can use some kind of activities, and you see some of the gatherings stand up and standing in line.
我们在聚会里演个木偶戏，你看大家全都兴奋起来了。
So we just put on some shows.
弟兄姊妹，你知道人今天盼望让神的教会能够活过来。
So you see, man desire to let the church to be alive again.
盼望神的儿女能够过敬虔的生活。
And desire the children of God to live in a holy life.
但是却不晓得仇敌。
But they don't know the scheme of devils.
因为仇敌今天是要用肉体来代替属灵的。
So because the devil trying to replace the spiritual food with the shovel.
如果我们常常吃的是糠皮的话，无论用什么方法，我们一定失败的。
Chef, so even though we, if we constantly eating chef as a food, and then there's no way for us to establish ourselves.
无论你怎么样的想办法，你就发现说你不能从那软弱失败里走出来。
No matter what method you're trying to use, you cannot get yourself out of the weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹，神的话语常常来光照我们。
May the word of God often enlighten us.
我们并非不晓得仇敌的诡计。
Not because we didn't know the scheme of devil.
你知道仇敌今天盼望神的教会走一条另外的道路。
You know, the devil now desires the church to go a different path.
他让我们改变这见证的道路。
He wants us to change the testimony.
因为要得着从启示而来的教训，我们实践，对不对？
Because it takes time for us to receive the teaching from revelation.
而且你发现很多人都听不进去的，对不对？
Many people cannot understand.
我们的主在地上讲的都是从启示而来的，对不对？
All the things that our Lord teaches on earth is
all from revelation. 但是你看，当我们的主在那里讲道的时候，
as the Lord was teaching.
就剩下十二个人了。
There were only 12 disciples left.
几万人在听到啊。
Among thousands of thousands of people.
不像咱们当过只有几十个人呢。
It's like only like a few.
主那次讲到好几万人彼此践踏，但是要听主耶稣讲到。
As Lord was teaching one time, there were thousands of people.
但是最后就剩下十二个了。
But there were only 12 disciples left.
弟兄姊妹，你想想，如果我们整天要听着从启示而来的道，最后我们就剩十二个了。那照这个比例，我们可能就剩俩人了，在这聚会了。
So if we constantly listen to the teaching from the revelation, maybe we only even fewer left.
这难听啊，这道。
How difficult the doctrine is.
这人他要把他的血给我们吃啊。
And this man want to give us the flesh for us to eat.
这人要把他的血给我们喝啊。
And the blood to drink.
我们都走了算了。
Let's just depart from him.
但是彼得不一样，对不对？
But Peter is not like them.
彼得说：“你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁？”
Who else we follow if you have the everlasting word?
没关系。那么你就看见说，这个当神的教会如果要这样的紧紧的走见证的道路的时候。
So if the Church of God want to closely follow the path of testimony,
我们就看不见许多伟大的工作。
We no longer see the great works.
我们看不见一个很大的一个聚集。
We do no longer see the great gathering.
我想那时如果我是这个十二个门徒中间的一个，我就回头看，怎么大家都走光了？
If I were among one of the disciples, if I return back and see many people left,
你想我们弟兄坐在那排，他一回头一看，后面人都没了。
A brother sat in second row and he returned back and nobody was left.
你想想，等讲完这一篇道，后面人都通通走光了。
After the preaching was done and nobody remained,
我们就这条路还能走得下去吗？
Can you still keep going on this road?
哦，弟兄姊妹，仇敌非常知道神教会建造的根基。
So the evil truly know the foundation of the church.
他知道神教会的见证完全根据于有没有出于启示的教训。
And the devil knows that the foundation of the church is really the matter of the teaching, whether it's from doctrine or not, from the revelation or not.
跟那个以利时代，圣经上说的很清楚。耶和华的末世稀少，对不对？以利的时代，这个
the time of Eli
那个时候没有多少的这个耶和华的末世。
There was no much revelation from Jehovah.
就那意思就是没有什么从启示教训。
It seems like there was no doctrines from a revelation.
你看看神百姓的光景，你去看一下。
You see the if you see the condition of the children of God.
从做祭司的到百姓，都是偏离耶和华所他所喜悦的。
So from the priest to the children of Israel, they all departed from the way of pleasing God.
虽然他们有很多方法。
Even though they have many ways,
他们甚至想说：“咱们把约柜都抬出来，对不对？那多好的方法，对不对？”
They trying to carry out the ark.
哎呀，我们把约柜都抬出来，你看看这个整个地都震动了。
If they carry out the ark, the whole earth.
这一回我们得胜了，对不对
？And now we win victory.
最后没想到，连祭司带约柜统统死掉的死掉，掳去的掳去。
But unexpectedly, all the ark and the children of Israel were taken captive.
等到撒母耳做士师的时候
When the time of Samuel
神的百姓常常能听见从耶和华而来的默示
The children of God often can hear the teaching of the teaching of revelation for Jehovah
撒母耳没有一刀一笔
Samuel
一个武器都没有
Did not have any weapon
你知道撒母耳的侍奉把国度带进来
But the service of Samuel brought the kingdom
仇敌失败了
The devil failed
就这么一个好像老人家往那一坐仇敌就失败了
Just like a little old man sitting there and then it can overcome the enemy
你知道在新约的时候当起初教会他们的饭食有了问题、他们的饭食他们吃饭他们的这个 table serving 有问题了
When they had a problem with the table service
你就是发现他们中间因为这个饭食的缘故他们起了一些难处
There were some divisions over the table service.
使徒们非常清楚。
So the disciples was very clear.
他说我们绝不能放下神的道，而去好像花很多的精力在这解决饭食的问题。
So we there's no way for us to lay down the teaching of God and to solve the problem of table service.
这些饭食需要管理。
Yes, indeed, the service need to be
dealt with.
But we need to pray, continue preaching the gospel.
你往下读你就清楚了。
If you read it in the following
verses, 后面就告诉我们，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒的数目就大大增加。
So you see the following verse, it says that the word of God prospered, and then the number of disciples doubled.
第一不是 double
multitude
对对 multitude
multiply
你就发现说门徒的数目不是信徒的数目
It's the disciples, it's not the believers
教会的见证到底是不是刚强就看在教会里有多少是做信徒的还是有多少是做门徒的
So whether the testimony is strong or not it really depends on how many disciples not the believers
我们盼望信徒的人数大大增加
We desire the number of believers multiply
弟兄姊妹如果我们盼望是信徒的人数大大增加你用什么可以我告诉你
So if you desire the number of the believers multiply, you can use many methods.
只要能吸引人的，我们都可以来做的。
As long as it can draw people over here, we can do it. Go for it.
但如果是门徒的数目要增加的话
，If the number of disciples need to multiply,
那就必须得有从启示而来的话语。
It has to have the words from Revelation.
到底在聚会里有几个神的儿女是愿意把自己完全奉献在神的手中的
？Is there any?Children of God is willing to totally give themselves in the hands of God.
是真的愿意撇下世界的。
It truly just gave up all the word of
真的愿意脱离罪恶。
Depart from the sins.
肯让神在我们身上做许多的荣耀的工作。
Allow God to accomplish many glorious work in us.
这个我们不用我们自己，我们不要去猜别人好了。
We don't guess other people.
我们就看看我们自己好。
Let's focus on ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，如果神的教面充满的都是这其他的学问
，If the Church of God is filled with many doctrines,
神的教会的见证非常软弱。
Then the testimony of church is so weak.
仇敌今天要想我们走另外一条的道路
，Because the devil wants us to walk on a different path.
那是一个容易走的道路。
That was an easy way.
许多人都在走的道路。
Many people walk on it.
但主若今带领我们所走见证的道路是没有人喜欢的道路。
But the way of testimony the Lord wants us to walk is that no other people like.
不仅人数减少。
Not only decrease the number of.
而且人还要恨你们。
And some people even hate you.
主说没有人恨你们。
And the Lord said nobody would hate you.
都恨我。
And they all hate me.
为什么？因为我指证他们的行为是恶的。
Because I testify that its work is devil.
因为我们的主在地上完全遵行神的旨意。
Because our Lord is totally obeyed to the word weight of God.
他不是在地上做一个好人。
He's not trying to be a good man.
他在地上成为一个遵行神旨意的人。
He become the man who totally obeyed to the will of
God. 所有这些以为自己好的人，在他面前都成了做。
So all the people who think themselves are a good man, and they all become devil.
你就发现说，在主面前的明明自己是好人，在一看自己完全是作恶的。
So for the people who think themselves a good man, and when they come to the Lord, and they feel like they are evil, they become evil. And who like them?
我们今天我们觉得我们的主宝贵。
Today we feel like our Lord is so precious.
但如果我们今天真的跟随主的时候。
If we truly follow the Lord,
没有人喜欢我们。
Nobody will like us.
这个世界恨我们。
The world hates us.
弟兄姊妹，如果有一天世界欢迎我们了
，If one day the world welcome us,
世界把我们请到他们的讲台上去讲道了。
The world invite us to preach.
让我们在那为他们在那里好摇手祷告了。
And to wave our hand and pray for them.
我们要很小心的，弟兄姊妹。
We need to be very careful.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前看见是仇敌，今天要改变神教会的道路。
We see that the devil trying to change the path.
我们以为舒服了。
We feel like we are so comfortable.
刚才那个时候，我觉得头一节非常的宝贵。
The first stand was very precious. The hymn that we just sang.
我若偏离主，立刻感觉舒服。
If I depart from the course, the comfort I will receive.
弟兄姊妹。我们在神的面前，我们要认定神的道路。
We need to set up our mind on the way of God.
我们要在神面前，我们盼望我们中间许多神的儿女，在神的面前要追求从启示而来的教训。
I desire many children of God pursue the teaching from Revelation.
我觉得这不光是为我们个人而已。
It's not for the individual.
我觉得今天对于我们这样一个小小的聚集，我觉得这是非常非常紧要的。
For this such a small assembly, it is also very important.
我们有时候我们觉得我们需要一个传道人，对不对
？We feel like we need a preacher.
我们想，我们需要很多大弟兄来帮助我们，对不对
？We feel like we need a great brothers to help us.
我们实在是太软弱了。
How weak we are.
我们的需要太大了。
How great need we have.
但是我们发现主的话语里面给我们看见神的家中所需要的其实是那个从启示而来的教训。
So the word of God really truly shown us that God, the church of God really needs is the teaching from Revelation.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们望神的家能够兴旺
If we desire the church of God, house of God prosper,
盼望那个见证刚强起来
And we desire the testimony become strong.
我们在神面前要立定一个心志
We are determined before God.
主，我愿意在你面前成为一门寻求的人
Lord, I'm willing to become a group of people who are seeking after you.
愿你出于启示的教训常常临到我的身上
May you give your teaching of revelation to me.
不仅是为了我个人的属灵的生命而已
Not only for my individual spiritual life
乃是把属灵的粮食带进神的家中
So allow me to bring the spiritual food into the house of God
神的儿女只要有属灵的粮食
As long as we have the spiritual food
神的儿女就立在不败之地
So we'll stand on victory
是的我们中间有很多的软弱
Yes, we do have many weaknesses
是的年长弟兄被主接去了
Yes, elderly brother was taken by the Lord
可能有服侍的弟兄我们没有办法以后可能有这样的更多的机会在一起侍奉
Maybe we no chance to serve together
但是弟兄姊妹只要有主出于启示的话
As we have the teaching from Revelation
弟兄姊妹这些何等的宝贵啊
How precious this is
这是我们今天在神面前我们所需要得着的
This is what we need to truly gain from God
弟兄姊妹今天圣灵已经降临了
Today, the Holy Spirit has already come
主已经把他这个所有的丰盛在基督里的丰盛都赐给了他的教会
The Lord has already given all the fullness in church
所以我们里面要立定一个心智
We need to set up our mind
不要小看自己年轻
Don't look down
不要觉得自己好像刚得救才几天
Don't feel like you just believed
弟兄姊妹这一个福分已经赐给了我们
You have already received this blessing
那我们就看一下在这一段圣经里面主他告诉我们说我们怎么样能够得着从启示而来的教训
Let's see from the verses and how we can receive the revelation
弟兄姊妹多么宝贵啊
How precious is
这是关乎到我们每一个弟兄姊妹的事
This is concerning every brother sisters
这是关乎到我们这小小的聚会在神面前能不能成为一个见证的关键所在啊
This is concerning whether this small assembly can become the true testimony of God
所以我们下面稍微仔细看一下
Let's pay more attention to the
当我们的主告诉这些犹太人说我所得到的这些的这教训不是学来的是从我父亲来的
When the Lord answered them and said My doctrine is not mine but his who sent me
他后面就接着说
And then he continued
在第十七节
In verse 17
然若立志遵着他的旨意行就必晓得这教训或是出于神或是凭着自己说的
If anyone wills to do his will he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority
弟兄姊妹如果我们盼望从主那里得着从启示而来的教训
So if we desire to receive the teaching, from, teaching of revelation from God
我们首先里面必须有一个分
So first we need to have this discernment
我们得首先知道到底什么是出于从这儿来的
So we need to truly do that What is from the revelation
哪些不是从启示而来的
What is not from revelation
因为如果我们根本不晓得什么是出于启示而来的什么不是出于启示而来的我们常常迷糊的
So if we don't discern this we're often confused
我们可能很可能我们常常把许多的糠皮就吃下去了
So we often eat up the chapel
我们却忘记说我们实在说来根本就没有得着从启示而来的教训
We feel like we truly don't receive the teaching of revelation
那我们怎么能有这样的分辨呢
How can we have this discernment
哎呀主就告诉我们
Then the Lord told us
要立志遵行神的旨
IfAnyone wills to do his will.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你认识不认识你自己。我觉得我不大认识我自己。
I don't know if you know truly know yourself. I feel like I don't know myself.
我们每一个人都是照着自己眼看为正的去行的一般人。
So, in fact, everybody do things according to his own will.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做立志遵神的旨意呢
？What is to do the things to do his will?
我们就是在神面前要学一个功课
We need to learn a lesson
主啊 求主改变我。
May Lord change.
你要是不改变我的话
，If you don't change me，
我这个人一定照着自己的意思去行的。
I will definitely do things according to my own will.
我们总是照着自己眼中看为正的去行的。
I will do things according to my own will.
如果我们在神面稍微蒙一点光照，弟兄姊妹
，If we are enlightened，
我们从出生开始，我们都是照着自己的意思去行的一般人呢。
From the time we were born, we do everything according to our own will.
就是小朋友刚刚生下来，你看他一定照着自己的意思去行啊。
Even a newborn, they also do things according to their own little will.
弟兄姊妹，作为家长来讲，我觉得一个有智慧的家长，你不能允许你的孩子整天就是照着他自己的意思去活着。
You are wise parents. You cannot allow your kids to do things according to their will.
你想想，如果一个小朋友从小来一直长到大。从来都是照着自己的意思去行的话，多么可怕的一个情形啊！
Just imagine how horrible it is for children to just do everything according to their own will from the time they were born.
他里面没有分辨的，我告诉你。
They didn't have any discernment.
我从小长大的时候，我有一段时间，父母把我放在亲戚家里。
So, as I was growing up, for a while, my parents put me in charge of relatives.
那个时候我五岁，比你们小多了。
I was around 5 years old.
在我五岁的时候啊，那个时候，不过我记住一件事，吃东西不能吃太多。
But the one thing that I remember is that I cannot eat too much.
再好吃的不可以吃太多。
No matter how delicious it is, I cannot eat too much.
那个时候我们比较穷啊，你知道，能够有这个红烧肉。那实在是过年了。
So, at that time we were very poor. If we can eat the meat.
你喜欢吃红烧肉吗？
And that was like the celebration.
哎呀，太难吃的东西。
Do you like to eat the meat?
那个时候来到那真的是天堂了，我告诉你。
That time it was like living in heaven.
我跟我的这个 cousin 啊，我的 cousin， 那么他三岁，我五岁。
I was my cousin, who was about 3 years old, and I was 5.
当我吃了两块以后。我就记住说不可以再吃了。
After I ate two meat, and I remember that I cannot eat too much.
那我的 cousin 就说，我要照着自己的意思去。
But my cousin told me I want to do things according to my own will.
想吃几块就吃几块。
I want to eat as many as I want.
我告诉你，他从三岁一直到现在都快50岁了，再也没有碰过 meat， 再也没有碰过这些肉。
So between 3 and up to now, about 50 years old, he never touched meat ever.
无论你说这个肉多么有营养
，and no matter how much the meat is so nutritious.
这是多么好的厨师做的东坡肉，那比那个红烧肉好吃多了。
No matter how much you said that the meat was delicious.
他根本没有分辨的，我告诉你。
And he has no discern.
他完全
He had no discernment, and he just totally.
无论有多少的。
No matter how healthful it is, and how nutritious
it is, how
much you can enjoy from it, but he cannot touch it.
你知道，当小朋友在开始长大的时候，做父母的如果有一点智慧的话
，But if a parent had a little wisdom,
你要盼望他将来有分辨的话
，If you desire your children to have this discernment,
弟兄姊妹，我们绝不能允许我们的小朋友一生下来就非得照着自己的意思，一生都照着他的意思去生活。
We cannot allow our children to do things according to their own will for the rest of their life.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等愚昧的事啊
！How foolish is this?
在属灵上岂不是也是这样吗？
The same thing is for the spiritual life.
我们实在看见有许多神的儿女受了多少的痛苦，受了多少的亏损。
So we see how many children of God suffer loss.
没有分辨。
No discernment.
从启示而来的教训统统弃绝掉。
They just cast up the teaching of revelation.
喜欢许多的坑鄙。
They just like the many
你讲一些世界的东西，你讲笑话，你讲什么什么这些电影什么这些东西，听得津津有味的。
If you talked about the movies and jokes, they were very interested.
弟兄姊妹，当纯正的话语出来的时候，人都睡着了。
If the pure doctrine come out, they're just fallen asleep.
你知道为什么吗
？And why?
就是我们蒙恩得救，是真的是蒙恩得救了。
We truly saved by grace.
但是我们蒙恩得救的时候，从来不觉得我们的生命是需要神来改变的。
But after we saved by grace, we didn't realize that our life need to be changed by God.
所以我们就一直被磨成世界的样子。
So we gradually are molded into the likeness of
this world. 神没有办法在我们里面做更新变化的工作。
So the Lord, there's no way for Lord to do the work of renewing.
我们没有办法查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
And there's no way for us to see the way of Lord.
所以我们说我们盼望得着纯正的话语。
So we say that we desire to receive the pure teaching.
但是我们根本不晓得怎样来立志遵行神的旨意。
So if we didn't know how to do His will.
因为我们总是要照着自己眼中看为正的去行。
If we always do the things according to our own will.
我觉得主在这里告诉我们的，我觉得太实在了。
So the Lord here, what Lord teaches us is so true.
没有任何一个神的儿女
No any other children for God
盼望自己一得救以后就照着自己眼中看为正的去行而能够明白神的善良纯全和喜悦的旨意一个都没有
Desire to know the will of God by doing the things according to their own will
你看看这些使徒们每一个主在他们身上都做多少改变的工作
You see every single disciples the work of God has accomplished
them, 我想我没有时间一个一个举例子弟兄姊妹你自己好好去看一下
I don't have time to give an example but you go back and look
就是这个彼得到了年老的时候他还要被改变你知道吗
As the apostle Peter as is old he also God still continue his work in him
年长弟兄那个时候来教导我们的时候
The elderly brother, when he was teaching us,
那个时候我才三十岁
I was about 30 years old, and we have many people 30 years old.
那个时候魏弟兄就叹口气
And then the brother waved sign,
你已经三十岁了
And you're already 30 years old.
你说一个人在世上过了三十岁哈，很难被改变的。
After you live up to 30 years old, it's very difficult for you to change.
如果要在主手中，还要成为一个能够得着从启示而来的教训的这样的一个器皿，真的很难呐。
If you desire to become the vessel of teaching of revelation, it's very difficult at this point.
他说：“不过为你祷告。”
But I will pray for you.
盼望你就是像摩西一样，到了八十岁还可以被改变的。
I desire that even though if you reach the age of 80, you can also be changed by God.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你到了多少的年龄。
I don't know how old are you.
我觉得有时候年轻，才刚到了命，刚到了十几岁，已经不能被改变了。
So I realize for some of the teenagers, even though you just reached the age of teens, and it's very difficult for you to change.
我觉得太可怕了。
It is very terrible.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天已经二十三十四十甚至更长的时候，神在我们身已经不能再做改变的工作。
And that if you are 20, 30, or 40 years old, it seems like it's very difficult for God to change us.
我们可以梦想说有一天我们也得着从启示而来的教训。
We can dream that one day we could receive the teaching of revelation.
照着主的话，没有这件事情。
According to a word of God, no way.
因为首先你连分辨都分辨不出来。
First, you are not able to discern.
这个讲的人整天讲的都是错的，你觉得还不错吗？这个。挺好的。
If the teaching was wrong and you feel like this is very good,
有的时候讲的真的是蛮不错。你说这个人口才这个样子，下次不要排他了。
If you brother was not speaks not very good and not schedule him in service.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们连分辨的能力都没有，我们怎么能够得到从启示而来的教训
？If we have the ability to discern, how we are able to receive the teaching of revelation?
对不起，我实在是好像觉得哈，你觉得我太啰嗦了。
You think that I'm too wordy?
但我觉得对于神的儿女来讲，对于今天。当某教会前面的道路来讲，我觉得这件事太重要了。
But for the children of God, for the past at the Gadambo Church, this thing is very important.
我们需要从启示而来的教训。
We need a teaching from revelation.
我们需要神在我身上能做一点改变的工作。
We need God to be able to do something in us.
你真的关心主的见证吗
？Do you really care the testimony of God?
你真的盼望我们这小小的聚会不至于让神把那个灯台挪去吗？
Do you really truly afraid that the God will one day remove the lampstand from our gathering?
弟兄姊妹，我们需要让神在我们身上做一点改变的工作。
We truly need God to do some work of change.
不止一点点。
Not only little.
彻底的改变。
It's utterly change.
完全从世俗的那个模样里面改变出来。
Totally change us from the likeness of this world.
都磨成生儿子的形象。
And to mold us into the image of
the Son. 让我们能够查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Let us to all to seek after the will of God.
这是头一个最基本的一件事情。
This is the first and very basic thing.
第二件事情
But secondly,
求神的荣耀
And then seek the glory of God
对不对这后面马上说主就说要求神的荣耀
Seek his own Seek the glory of God
弟兄姊妹如果我们整天想的是自己的荣耀
If we seek it our own glory
就是神把他的旨意都摆在我们面前了
Even though the God has already placed His will in front of us,
就是把神的儿子都摆在你的眼前了。
Even the Son of God has been placed in front of us.
你照样弃绝他，你照样轻看藐视他。
You still despise Him.
你看我们的主就在他自己的肉身的兄弟面前就被藐视嘛。
Our Lord in His flesh, and then His brother despise Him.
因为他们盼望得到人的荣耀。
Because his brother wanted him to receive the glory of men.
显扬名声不能在当报待着。
And if one does anything in secret while himself seek to be known openly, then you cannot stay in assembly. You go online.
你一上网，全世界都知道了，对不对
？If you go online, everybody can know.
哎，你就在这当报这个地方，谁知道你啊
？If you just stay in Dumbo, who knows?
你有从天上而来的教训有什么用啊
？And there's no use if you have the teaching from heaven.
弟兄姊妹，当人里面盼望能够得着人的荣耀、人的称赞的时候，眼睛就瞎掉了。
And then your eye will become blind if you desire to receive the glory of man.
弟兄姊妹，你知道今天神的儿女中间所崇尚的叫做成功神学，对不对
？So the among the children of God, many people pursue a prosper gospel.
对，你就知道说这种的成功神学的那种的背后的思想，就是我们在世上我们很成功，对不对？我们今天有许多神的儿女在世界上真的很成功的。
The notion behind this prosper gospel is for us to be successful in this world.
不仅要在世上成功，我在教会里也能做一把的。
And then not only in this world, I can also can do something in the church.
我在世上我可以站在这个世上的这个人的面前能够夸口。我在教会里我也有两把刷子的。
I can also stand before men, and but same in church, I can also do some great work.
我们属世的我们有得着，我们属灵的我们也要得着的。
I want to gain both the earthly thing and also spiritual thing.
我们盼望得着的地位。
We desire to gain
position. 我们得到的属灵的名声
fame.
我们盼望能够让人家尊重
respect.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们落在这种神学的思想里面
？If we're falling in this condition,
发现和施洗约翰所见到相反，对不对
？And this is a totally contrary testimony, testimony of John, of John Baptist.
你就这个施洗约翰他说他必兴旺。我必衰微，对不对
？So the John testified that he will prosper and I will decrease.
我们想说我们 prosper， 对不对
？And then we want us to our us to be prosper.
但什么时候我想 prosper 的时候，弟兄姊妹，你发现从启示而来的教训就不与我同在了。
So if you want to prosper yourself, the teaching of revelation no longer be with us.
什么时候盼望主啊，你 prosper， 你兴旺？
If we truly desire the Lord's testimony prosper,
弟兄姊妹，你盼望说你走的是一条真实见证的道路。
If you truly want to walk on the way of testimony,
你发现到时候人家就会说，这个人虽然一个神迹都没行过。
Even though the people may see you, there's no sign that you ever perform.
但是他的见证都是真的。
But his testimony are all true.
他指着主耶的每一句话都是真的。
Every word of Jesus, the Lord said, is true.
这人里面是真的，对不对？没有不义啊。
This man is true. There's no unrighteousness in him. The Lord will show forth his power to help the people who is faithful to him. The Lord's eyes go far and far.
到底有多少的神的儿女盼望着他兴旺我衰微呢？
And then, how many children truly desire to for the Lord to be prospered, and then we decrease?
在小小的当牧聚会里，有多少人在主面前迫切祷告：“主啊，你兴旺，我衰微。”
And how many brothers and sisters truly pray in our Dumbo Church that Lord may you prosper and I decrease?
弟兄姊妹，你发现这个从启示而来的教训就临到我们的身上。
We see every time if you have this heart towards God, the teaching of revelation will come upon us.
这是很重要很基本的学习。
This is very important and basic learning.
后面主要接着告诉我们。
And then the following,
他说你们啊，领受了摩西的教训却不遵守。
And then the Lord said that, you received the teaching, you received the law from Moses, but you did not keep it.
弟兄姊妹，你发现从启示而来的教训，头一个最基本的学习就是我们得有点分辨。
And then the first thing we need to learn regarding the teaching of Revelation is for us to be able to discern.
我们要查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
We need to seek the perfect will of God.
我们需要神在我们身上做一点改变的工作。
We need to allow God to do some work of change.
好让我们真的立志遵行神的旨意。
So we can do His will.
那么不仅如此，我们里面有一个感觉。
So not only so, we also have this feeling.
主啊，愿你兴旺，愿我衰微。
May you prosper and I decrease.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
第三方面，主讲得非常清楚。
Thirdly, and here very clearly.
你首先，你如果你真的盼望能够得着从启示而来的教训
，If you truly desire to receive the teaching of revelation,
我们这个人必须成为一个能够听话的人，对不对
？To become the people who are able to hear the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这个人根本什么话都听不进去
，If we cannot hear anything，
没有谁可以再帮助我们了。
Nobody can is able to help us。
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们这个人没有办法得着从启示而来的教训。
Then we are not able to receive the teaching of revelation。
弟兄姊妹，我给大家做见证。
I give a testimony。
有的时候我们在福音组侍奉的时候，我对一章的圣经，我觉得我已经解得很亮了。
So sometimes when I serve in a group of gospel, and I feel like it, I already explained the word of God very clearly.
但是在那个聚会里面，我发现许多的朋友他们在那里分享。
啊？
朋友，他们朋友在分享，朋友他们在那里讲话。
Oh, the some gospel friends they shared.
弟兄姊妹，你知道他们讲的话基本上都不属灵的，我告诉你。
The words they talked about is not very spiritual.
根本不是从启示而来的。
Of course, it's not from religion.
但那很多次。主给我一个感动，你好好听。
Then the many times God moved me, I need to hear him, hear from these gospel friends very clearly.
听差不多听了一个钟点。
I hear for about an hour.
我就发现原来那一章的圣经，我就发现照着朋友们他们的那个世俗的那种的偏见，我发现神就给我看见那一章圣经真的怎样能回答他们。非常奇妙的一件事情。
So by what I heard from the gospel friends, God truly moved me and allow me to be able to explain what I have just shared in the Bible to the gospel friends.
我有的教训都是头脑里预备好的教训。
I realized that all the doctrine that I prepared, it's just a head knowledge.
你也可以从祷告来的，也可以的。
You can also say it's the doctrine from a prayer.
你也觉得那也有点启示在里面。
You feel like there was some revelation.
弟兄姊妹，但我告诉你，一个可听的耳朵何等的宝贵。
If the ear that can hear so precious.
即便是这些讲的都是这些世上的东西的这些的朋友们的讲论，神借着他甚至可以让我明白，原来这段圣经可以这样的来分享，非常的奇妙。
So it is so amazing that even though the gospel friends talk about the earthly thing, but the God allowed me to know how to use His words to explain to the gospel friends.
我们可以说，我不晓得你的观点。我从小就是藐视父母的人。
So I don't know about your condition, but I was, when I was young, I despised my parents.
我不晓得年轻人你们有没有藐视过你们自己的父母。
I don't know among the young people, has any of you despised your parents?
你们有没有嘲笑你们的父亲？
Have you ever laughed about your parents?
你们有没有藐视母亲的教训？
Have you despised the teaching of your mother?
箴言三十章，我你不用翻了，翻。圣经上明明地说，如果我们朝自己的父亲藐视母亲，我们的眼睛就被鸟捉出来，就雏鹰把它吃掉。
So, in Proverbs chapter 30, it reminds that our eye will be taken away by bird if we despise our parents.
弟兄姊妹，你知道那鸟是什么鸟，你知道吗
？What kind of bird it talking about?
飞鸟在圣经里常常指的仇敌说的。
So the flying bird also referred to the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌怎么样弄瞎人的心眼，你知道吗
？How the enemy blind people?
圣经上说仇敌弄瞎了人的心眼。
And then the Bible showed us the devil blind people.
我读的时候，我发现非常的可怕。
And when I was reading this, I feel like it's very
horrible. 从小就给弄瞎了。
And then blind people's eyes.
还抱在怀里就给弄瞎了，弟兄姊妹。
Even though you were in your mother's womb.
你发现多少的孩子在母腹里面的时候就轻看父亲，就藐视母亲。
Can you imagine that even though the kids in mother's womb, they start despising their parents?
弟兄姊妹，当孩子们长到十几岁后，你就发现他们有个阶段，对不对？那个阶段就是专门是嘲笑父亲、藐视母亲的阶段。
As they reach to the adolescence years, they reach the period of despising their parents.
如果年轻人在这个阶段他不能够及早的挽回过来的话
，If during that time the young people cannot be returned,
弟兄姊妹太可怕，这一辈子这个人是个瞎眼的一个人。
And that would be very terrible that this young man will become the blind people for the rest of their life.
在神的家中岂不也是如此吗
？And the same thing in house of God.
圣经上说，你们绝不可以藐视先知的讲言。
And the Bible told us you cannot despise.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有藐视过先知的讲论
？Have you despised the doctrine of prophet?
我觉得年长弟兄给我们做了很好的榜样。
So the elderly brother set up a good example for us.
我有一次和这个年长弟兄一同在听几位弟兄的分享。
As I was listening to the many sharing fellowship along with the elderly brother.
那天差不多有五个弟兄讲。
And then almost five brothers shared.
我非常的稀奇。
I was very amazed.
年长弟兄就这属灵的经验和他在主里面的学习，远远超过这些弟兄们当时的学习。
The spiritual condition of elderly brothers way surpass all other five brothers.
这五位弟兄讲的每一个点、每一个例子、每一个方面，他都记得清清楚楚。
The elderly brother remembered every single point of all the sharings from these brothers.
当魏弟兄在那里跟我分享的时候
，As the brother Wei shared with me.
我觉得我的眼睛是瞎的。
I feel like my eyes were blind.
因为有的人我愿意听的。
Because I chose the people that I like to hear.
有的我是藐视。
And then some people I despise.
弟兄姊妹，我们绝不能藐视先知。
We cannot despise the doctrine of prophet.
弟兄姊妹，善美的要持守。
Hold fast to the goodness.
我们境界不做。
Depart from all the devil.
但是首先我们的眼睛不能被鸟捉出来啊。
But first, our eye cannot be taken away by bird.
弟兄姊妹，今天你发现，在许多神儿女的中间，我们的眼睛被仇敌捉出来了。
So among many brothers and sisters, and our eyes have been taken away by the devil.
今天这个道我喜欢听，我就听进去了。
I pay more attention to the doctrine that I like to hear.
明天换一个人，我觉得说这个人我根本不要听他讲道。
If there are different people preaching, if I don't like it,
神绝对不会接着他讲道的。
And I feel like the God won't speak through this brother.
他所有的道都是出于他自己的，没有出于启示的。
All the doctrine from himself, not from revelation.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样藐视的时候，瞎掉了。
If we are despising like this, and we become blind,
我们怎么能够得到从启示而来的教训呢
？How we are able to receive the teaching of revelation?
弟兄姊妹，你发现主这里所告诉我们的太实在了，主从来不讲好像高的顶天的道。
So the word lordship here, it's very true. And we're talking about the word that we are not able to interpret.
弟兄姊妹，你知道主这里不仅说我们要一个可听的耳朵。
So not only God remind us we need to have a ear to hear.
而且我们听得到，我们有没有去遵行呢？
So if we hear the law or the doctrine, can we keep the law?
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们听了，但是我们不去行。
Sometimes we hear the law, but we do not exercise the law.
我们觉得这道是给别人说的。
We feel like this doctrine, this teaching is for other people.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不去行的时候，我们在主里面那个黑暗，有的弟兄说那叫做双重的黑暗。
If we do not put into the exercise, into the reality, then this darkness is double darkness.
比那个没有听过道的人还要黑暗。
It is even darker for the to the than the people who never.
因为以后再有人提这方面的事情，你通通把它过滤掉了。
So you will filter out the things that if other people mention the same thing again.
主，你这里一点路都没有走，都没法走的。
There's no way for Lord.
我们有时间了，在这方面如果有机会的话，还可以有很多的交通。
I have more fellowship with if there's another chance.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们看见多少神的儿女因着这个缘故，一直落在软弱、失败和陷阱的当中。
We see so many brothers and children of God falling in these weak conditions.
弟兄姊妹，我们明明知道我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
Because we clearly know that our old beings has been already crucified along with Christ.
我们要凭信心进入这样的恩典。
By faith, we need to enter this grace.
但是有的人就盼望说能够快快的经过这些的经历。
So many people are trying to find a shortcut.
所以就自己编出一道所谓的什么二元论出来。
They will come up some other doctrines.
呀呀，那么他们就说你这个十字架在你生命中已经没有意义了。
And then they would tell you that there's no meaning cross for you.
犯罪的不是你啊。
Because it's not you.
是你的罪犯，不是你犯罪啊。
It's your sin in you sinned. It's not you.
你已经与基督同钉十字架以后，你不再需要十字架了。
Because you have been already crucified along with Jesus, but you start, and then you no longer need a cross.
你早就完全了。
You are already become perfect.
弟兄姊妹，多么可怕的一件事！
How terrible this is!
那还有的人在这些道路上本来说要经历十字架的。
And then for some other people who ought to experience the way of cross.
但是没有摸到十字架。
But they never touched the cross.
因为根本不愿意舍己嘛。
Because they are not willing to sacrifice.
所以就以为十字架就是痛苦。
And they feel like the cross is like pain.
你看罗马书第七章是不是这么说的吗？真是苦啊。
If you see the Roman chapter 7, you see how painful, how suffering it.
真是苦啊。
How suffer.
所以你这瞎子领瞎子，最后都掉进痛苦的坑中嘛。
So blind lead blind, they all fell into the well.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发现当我们在神的话语面前不肯去行的时候，不肯去经历的时候。
If we do not want to exercise the word of God and then put it into a reality.
要不然我们就放纵肉体，把十字架根本从我们生命中除去。
If we just cast out the cross from our flesh.
要不然我们以为十字架是把我们带进痛苦的坑中。
If we think the cross will lead us into the painful well.
弟兄姊妹，神的十字架是让我们得到完全自由的。
You know, the cross of God will set us free.
你刚才有的诗歌，大家可能都不大知道那个诗歌在唱什么，大家也没法唱了，是吧？那名薄饼的时候，有的时候我们那个灵感觉不是那样，但是那首诗歌还是不错的。那个时候告诉我们说，你所给我们的捆绑是叫我们自由的。
But the one of the hymns we sing during the table meeting was talk about how God want us to set us free from the bondage.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是经历出来的。
And this is our true experience.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见说我们在神面前要得着从启示而来的教训。
We see that we ought to receive the teaching of revelation from God.
我们需要一个可听的耳朵。
We need to have a ear to hear.
需要去经历主的话。
We need to experience the word of God.
最后
，Lastly，
你见这些的百，你去看一看这些的百姓。
If you look at the children of God.
哎呀，他们真的是盼望能够得着从启示而来的教训的。
They desire how much they desire to receive the teaching of revelation.
但是你发现他们有的很多都不读圣经的。
But they never read the Bible.
就是基督来的时候，我们根本不知道他从哪儿来。
And they said that when Christ comes, we don't know where it comes from.
不读圣经的。
They never read the Word of God.
那还有很多的神的儿女，他们是感情用事的。
And they very they're very emotional.
对，在看见主耶稣，我就不信你。
So if I see my eyes see the Christ, I won't believe you.
我们有时还有讲道的这个证据，你这个人不对。
And then we have.But this person is not right.
你这个人不对，管你说什么，我都不信。
No matter what you say, I won't believe it.
如果你这个人我喜欢，你管你做什么我都喜欢。
If I like you, no matter what you do, I like it.
姊妹，我们完全落在黑暗的里面。
We fall into the complete darkness.
那么还有呢，他们就真的也读圣经了。
People, although they also read the Bible,
不过每次打开圣经都想，哎，从前是怎么解释的？
And then every time they open up the Bible, they feel like, what the Bible explained before.
对，你们去查考，在加利利没有出过先知的。
Search and look, for no prophet has arisen out of Galilee.
这是拉比一历代历代传下来的。
This, all the what the Rabbi teach you over the generation.
你知道吗？就算加利利没出过先知，神能不能再出个先知也没问题嘛，对不对
？So even though there's no prophet has risen out of Galilee, if God wanted to raise up a prophet, that's not a problem.
但事实上，实在是，就从加利利，甚至从拿撒勒那个地方，真的出过一先知。
But even though it's not even mentioned Galilee, and from Lazarus.And Lazarus also come from a prophet.
你知道是谁吗
？And who was this?
我想留给他功课，你回家去查考。
So you go back and search.
约拿。
Jonah.
你去查考，非常奇妙的。
Is it Jonah?
对 ，Jonah.
Jonah.
你就发现，
so amazing.
原来约拿是从那个加利利出来的。
So Jonah actually came from a Galilee.
我们的主在地上就特别说。约拿的经历就是他的经历，对不对
？And our Lord specially mentioned the experience of Jonah.
约拿怎样三天三日在大鱼的肚腹里面，人子要怎样三天三日在地里面，对不对
？So how Jonah was in the belly of the big fish, and how the Lord was experienced 3 days death.
弟兄姊妹，你回去查考，不要现在查考，现在查考我没有时间了。
Don't look now, we don't have time.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现很多人他们盼望能够得着从启示而来的教训。
So many people desire to receive the teaching of Revelation.
他们缺一件事情。
But they lack one thing.
他们上网。
They go online.
啊，看神学，从前人家怎么解释的。
And they search on the internet and see what other people explain.
甚至参加特会，弟兄姊妹，我不是反对特会。
They go to special conference. I'm not against
the conference. 你不要以为我反对特会，千万不要。
I'm against the conference.
你知道这个逾越节是特会啊。
You know the tabernacle, the feast of the Passover, the feast of Passover, the special conference.
能够得到从启示而来的教训吗
？They desire to receive the teaching of revelation from the special conferences.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看人用特会、用上网、用神学、用头脑、用分析，就取代了一件最重要的事情。
They rely on the special conferences and then the internet and then actually all these things replace one most important thing.
到我这里了。
Come to me，
弟兄姊妹，你有没有真的到主面前去跪着去祷告
？Have you ever truly come to Lord and kneel down and pray？
他是活水的泉源。
He is the fountain of the living water。
到我这里来的永远不渴。
And then he who comes to me to drink never gets thirsty.
要从他腹中流出许多活水的江河来。
Out of his belly will flow the rivers of living water.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主是一切这个启示的源头。
Brother, sister, our Lord is the fountain of all the revelation.
我们真的在主面前在那默想吗
？Have you ever truly meditate before the Lord?
我们真的在主面前有时间停留吗
？Have you ever paused before Lord?
你知道，使徒彼得他告诉我们说，其实读圣经有个秘诀的。
Apostle Peter shared there's a secret for us to read the Bible.
有人说，你来讲讲读圣经的秘诀好了。
And can you share some secret of reading Bible?
年长弟兄告诉我们，读圣经的秘诀呀，就是读，对不对
？The elderly brother shared that the secret of reading the Bible is just to read.
不读圣经哪有什么秘诀啊
？If you don't read the Bible, there's no secret at all.
使徒彼得告诉我们说，你们要在这预言上留意。
And Apostle Peter remind us that you need to pay attention to all the prophecies.
什么叫留意啊
？What is to pay attention?
那个需要一段时间的等候。
It takes time
不是只等到晨星出现的时候才是好的。
We need to take time to wait until the morning's here.
弟兄姊妹，你知道什么叫晨星出现吗？
Morning star, what is to for the morning star to appear?
有的神还在你等候的时候，把你带到一个黑暗的里面。
So it means that sometime as you are waiting, and then you will be led into the darkness.
可能让你在侍奉中遇到了一些瓶颈。
Maybe you encounter some difficulties during the service.
可能让你家里面遇到一些的难处。
Maybe you encounter some problem in your family life.
因为工作里面你发现你不能够力不能胜。
Maybe you are not able to overcome at work.
弟兄姊妹，这是神把那个晨星向你显现的时候。
And this is about the time that the God wants to show you the morning star.
大白天谁看见晨星的？请举手。大白天太阳都出来，晨星我看见了，谁看得见呢？
Who else can see the morning star during the daylight?
弟兄姊妹，我们的主何等的智慧！
How wise our Lord is.
其实很多从启示而来的教训
Actually, the many revelations
都是借着我们的软弱、失败和主加给我们的一些的环境困苦我们看见
And then can be seen through all the weaknesses, our failures, and all the circumstances that place around us.
从来没有经过苦难的人
If you never experience afflictions,
一有苦难就叫教会赶紧把这个苦难从我生命挪去的人。
If anytime if you have a difficulty and you ask a church to pray for you and remove
the
difficulties,
从来不问主啊，你把这个苦难量给我到底是为了什么
？You never come to Lord and ask why you give me this problem.
我们从来不肯等候让晨星出现。
We never wanted to wait till the morning star appear.
我们怎么能得到从启示而来的教训
？Then how we can receive the teaching of revelation?
弟兄姊妹，也可能你觉得。我太啰嗦了。
If you think that I'm too wordy,
但是弟兄姊妹，我觉得这件事情对于我们能够持守主的见证太重要了。
And I feel like this is very important for us to be able to hold fast to the testimony of Lord.
我觉得主这里根本就没给我们讲什么大的高深的道理，一点都没有。
Here, Lord didn't give us very high, very difficult doctrine.
都是我们生命中最最基本的造就。
This is all the basic truth.
当我们蒙恩得救以后
，After we saved by grace，
如果我们这个人从来谁都不能改变我们
，If nobody can change us，
所有讲到的我们都轻看藐视
，If we despise all the people who preach，
弟兄姊妹，你觉得我们是眼睛明亮呢，还是眼睛被瞎掉了呢
？Do you think our eyes are blind or enlightened？
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前，我发现主他在这里教导我们的时候。
As the Lord was teaching us,
我觉得太宝贵了。
I feel so precious.
每一个方面都是我们自己亲身可以去经历的。
And every single aspect can be experienced.
你不要以为需要太多的时间。
Don't think it's going to take a lot of time.
我想到我们中间有许多的弟兄姊妹。
As I think of many brothers and sisters among us,
这个弟兄已经得救快二十年了。
I feel like, wow, this brother has been already saved for 10 years old.
这个弟兄已经得快十年了。
And this is 10 years.
弟兄姊妹，一晃十年，一晃
就二十年。Time flies.
弟兄们，如果再过十年
，If 10 years passed,
我们这十年里面是这样脚踏实地的在主面前来求从启示而来的教训。
Can we truly pursue before God to give us the teaching of revelation?
弟兄姊妹，你担心教会的见证吗？
Then will you worry about the testimony of church?
你根本不需要担心。
You don't have to worry about it.
神的道能够使神的百姓被建立起来。
The word of God will establish people.
有使徒先知的教训作为整个教会建造的根基。
So the teaching of apostles become the foundation of the church.
神的儿女口中有粮。
So we have a food among our church, the
children
of God.
神的家中那么丰富。
The house of God is so abundant.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌没有办法来毁坏我们。
So the devil is no longer able to destroy us.
环境的改变不能够影响我们。
Of circumstances that will not influence.
姊妹，神的见证仍然可以好像明光照耀一样在我们的中间。
And then the testimony of God is so bright among us.
不要以为你现在很年轻，弟兄姊妹。
Don't look down yourself that you
feel like
you're so young.
二十几岁。
You feel like I'm only 20 years old.
你刚才你说我才 teenager， 我才十几岁。
I'm only teenager.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们肯在主面前 照着主的话，我们有一点点的追求。
So if we have a little bit of pursuit before God, according to the word of God,
遵行神的旨意。
If we wanted to do His will,
弟兄姊妹不需要很久的时间。
Not long.
非常的奇妙。
So amazingly.
你发现神的教会丰富起来了。
You discover the church of God becomes so abundant.
当神的道兴旺的时候，门徒的数目你不知道怎么会这么大，都愿意做门徒了。
When the word of God prospers, and then you feel like the number of disciples increase.
从前都是无所谓的，从前都是世俗的观念的，哎，现在大家都愿意做门徒了。
How the people who has a worldly notion become suddenly want to become the disciple of?
弟兄姊妹，那条路就在我们脚下。
Brother, sister, this way is right in front of us.
这实在不是离我们很远，还在天上的道，不是。
It's not like the way the path or the doctrine that we are not able to reach.
过不了几年。
Not long after.
我相信在神的家中，神要兴起许多能够得着从启示而来教训的器皿。
So the Lord will gain many vessels that are able to receive the teaching of revelation.
愿神将来祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
一起祷告。
Have a word of prayer.
我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how much we thank you.
因为你从来都不失败。
But you never fail.
在任何一个时代里面，你说你有7000人是未曾向巴黎举起的。
And in all generations, you have 7,000 people do not bow down before Baal.
相信你在这个小小的聚会里有你自己所拣选的百姓。
We believe that you have chosen ones in the small gathering.
有你的百姓愿意立志，就算是刚刚得救，我们愿意立志遵行你的旨意。
Even though you just newly become believer, that and we believe that you have a group of people who set up their mind to do your will.
愿你带着启示的教训充满在你教会的里面。
May you fill with your church, may you fill your church with the teaching of revelation.
让你自己的见证如明光照耀鲜明在这个时代的里面。
May your testimony is like the bright light and then manifested in this generation.
愿主你自己亲自来祝福你自己的话语。
May you bless your own words.
成就你自己的旨意在我们的中间。
Accomplish your own will in us.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name we pray.